Today I have a very specific word to deliver. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about something the Spirit of the Lord has been not only talking to me about, but activating this week. And I'm praying He's going to begin activating this today. We're going to begin in Psalms 84, verse 5. It's a very, very powerful psalm. One of the most powerful, if you know what's in it. I'm going to pick it up about midway through for the sake of time today. Hallelujah. Verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose strength is in thee. One thing about the psalmist is that, especially David, his strength was always, 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 always in the Lord. Amen? It was constantly turning himself over to the Lord. All the psalmists were really, they're constantly turning themselves over to the Lord. There comes a time in your life you realize you can't do this without Him, that you can't function, but you can't administrate the true calling of God without Him. Not just without Him, but you have to have the continual oil upon you. It's not just to do the things of ministry. You have to have oil upon you, and you have it all the time. And to have the continual oil, there has to be continual dependency. And if you haven't been brought to continual dependency, hang on, because you will be brought to continual dependency. Amen? Because God is going to orchestrate your life. The higher you get in God, the more dependent you're going to be upon Him. And if you're in circumstances that are forcing your dependency right now, don't fight that. Surrender to that. Because it's part of God's way to create the dependency upon Him. Because that presses you more and more to Him, and it releases more and more of Him in your life. You're going to need more of Him to get the job done. Amen. It's like John the Baptist. I must decrease, He must increase. It's not easy to decrease. It's not easy at all. Nobody likes to decrease. But everybody loves the increase. The Bible says we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's a surrender. That's not an easy thing to do, but oh, the rewards are glorious. Amen. It's just a new realm I started entering into this week. The Spirit of the Lord just began to open a very powerful place. I want to talk to you about it today. Listen to this. Latter half of this verse, if you're King James Bible, which is really the only Bible because the Lord taught out of the King James. You know He taught King James, you know that there. But if you have another Bible, we'll pray for you. Chuck, we're praying for you. But actually, on this particular translation, the other translations give it a better light because King James said, in whose heart are the ways of them? Actually, if you have another Bible, most of your Bibles are going to say, in whose heart are the highways of Zion. Say highways, highways of Zion. That's very important. We've talked about this before. But listen, in the Old Testament, when they would worship God, they didn't worship where they were. They always went to where God was. They went to the temple. They went to Zion. They went to Jerusalem. They made a journey to sacrifice and to worship before God and to meet with God. It was always a journey. It wasn't just say, God, come to me. They would make a journey. And that's what He's saying. Blessed are the ways of them whose heart are the highways of Zion. For us, our journey is still a journey, but it's the journey to where He is. Amen. All He did is move the natural Jerusalem to the heavenly Jerusalem, the spiritual Jerusalem, Zion. That's where we worship God. That's where God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we have to come out from where we are to where He is. And blessed is the man or the woman, women, in whose heart or the highways of Zion. Not everybody's heart wants to seek the Lord. Not everybody's heart has the highway of Zion in it. That's a compass that's set. Amen. I mean, everybody will come to church. What happens tonight? What happens tomorrow morning? Where is your heart? What is fueling? Where is the compass? Where are you going? You are a sum total of the compass of your heart. If your heart is set upon the world, that's what you're going to get. Because your heart is going to apprehend whatever its treasure is. And if the world's your treasure, that's where your heart's going to be. If your heart is set on the highways of Zion. That is where your heart's going to be. Amen. That's where your compass is going to be. That's where you're going to release into. That's really what the word is designed to do, to be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, to lead you. The word defines a spiritual place that you could not find with your natural intellect, natural mind, or natural senses, but you can find them by what is defined by his word. Amen. And whose heart are the highways of Zion. Now, verse 6 is a verse that we want to get through really quick. We don't want to spend 75 days in this verse. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. But in your journey to the fullness, this whole psalm is about fullness. It's about apprehending and appearing before God. It takes you from where you are all the way to standing in front of God, appearing before him in Zion. Very powerful. It said, who passing through the valley of Baca. It's a valley. It's a valley of weeping. Baca means weeping. Some of your translations will say, passing through the valley of weeping. Listen, it's not always going to be on a mountain. You're going to pass through some things. How many of you are going through some things right now? Raise your hand. If you're going through something really intense right now, raise your hand. No, we're not always going through intense. Sometimes we're just going through this, and the intensity is designed to set, realign, recalibrate your life to get you centered into him. Amen. And so, passing the valley of weeping, there's going to be two or three things you can do with the valley of weeping. You can graduate. You can back up. You can get better, or you can get bitter. Everybody's going to go, you don't know what I've been through. I know that nobody on this earth has been through what you're presently going through. You know, when people say that to me, I said, I wish you just pastored for 3 years. Isn't that right, Chuck? 3 days, yeah, amen. I think everybody ought to have at least 5-year tenure in pastoring. Yes, it would be so good for you. It's so good for all of us. Amen. But every one of us go through the valley of weeping. So you have to make a decision, because this is how you're going to graduate. There are going to be circumstances that are going to be contrary to the mind and will of God for your life. There are going to be circumstances that are going to come out against you. Some are going to be very unfair. Listen, Jesus never promised you a life that's going to be fair. He promised you an inheritance in which we're all born equal into a kingdom inheritance. You are born equal. Some will access, some won't. Some will enter into fullness, some won't. But when we pass through, notice through, underline the word through. I'm passing through the valley of weeping. That means you're not camping there. If your heart is in the highways of Zion, you're going to get through. Amen. You're going to pass through that storm. You're going to pass through that valley of weeping. And it's a valley of weeping because there's weeping. Is that deep or what? You will probably cry a little bit. You might cry a lot. You might say, God, get me out of this, please. Don't you love me? Do you have any idea what I'm going through down here? No, he has no idea. He can be touched with the feelings of your infirmity. It was all points tempted like you and I were. In fact, Peter says, don't think it a strange thing if you're going through a fiery trial. He goes, think it not a strange thing that's come to try you, knowing the same afflictions are being accomplished by your brethren. Sometimes when you're in the trial, you think you're the only one. Anybody ever felt like that? How many ever felt like the devil just singled you out just because you're special? I'll tell you what'll provoke it. You start partaking of the meat of God. you'll provoke a warfare against your life. People don't understand. I didn't even do anything. I'm not anything, and he won't leave me alone. He didn't do that with David either. David was running around living in caves and dens, running from the spirit of religion. He said, I'm but a flea. Why does he bother? He's reduced me from this man that slayed Goliath, and now I'm just a flea. I'm just a flea. Why does he bother? Because your capacity. Because the highways of Zion were in David's heart. It's your capacity. That's what he's after, the capacity. And you pass through the valley of weeping. Everyone say, I'm going through. It's when you emerge, I want to emerge whole. I want to emerge. I may not be fully whole, but I don't want to emerge bitter. I don't want to emerge with a critical spirit. If you emerge with a critical spirit, guess what? You're going to go back into the valley. You might pitch a tent in the valley. You can't afford to be critical. Everyone's going to have things done to them. It's an easy thing to do is to be critical. Amen. But we emerge. I saw about the other day. I was just weeping before the Lord and thanking him. I said, I don't care what we've been through, God. I have no resentment towards anybody. I have no resentment, Lord. I thank you for everything that's happened, Lord. I thank you for where we are now. I don't ever want to go through it again. But I'm thankful for where we are now. Amen. The Bible calls that a light affliction that's working a far more enduring weight of glory. But sometime when you're passing through the valley of affliction, you can call it a furnace of affliction. You can call it the valley of weeping. You can call it the baptism of fire. You can call it the winnowing fork where he's separating chaff from the wheat. See, sometimes this only speaks to somebody who's actually in there. When you're on the mountain, you could care less about the valley of affliction. I understand that. Hey, when you're on the mountain, enjoy it. Stay there as long as you can. Amen. I'm learning to stay. I want to get on it. I want to stay there longer. Amen. Think about God's mountains. It's very, very steep. Bible says he makes your feet like hind's feet, sets you up on high places. When he puts you on his mountain, you're going to have the feet like a ram or a deer that be able to stand in a slippery place. You ever seen those nature shows where those rams will skip across rocks and mountains? I mean, they'll jump 20 feet on just sheer rock that's just vertical. I'm like, how do they do that? The Spirit of the Lord said, that's what I want you to do. That I want you to dwell in the high places and learn how to stay there. Amen. Glory to God, because that's the key. We stay. Amen. So we pass through the valley of weeping. Everyone say, I'm going through it. Say, I'm graduating from it. I'm graduating from it. Prophesy yourself graduating from it. Now, the next place is what I'll start talking to you about, because this is what the Lord spoke to me about, is the next place. Amen. He makes it a wellspring. Now listen, when you go through the furnace of affliction, when you go through a stripping, when you go through a crucifixion, a purging, a pruning, there are times that it's a very difficult thing and things get chopped off of your life. Amen. Sometimes you barely escape. Charbroiled. Amen. Burnt. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I can see the face. Look at the hands, everybody. If you ever been through a trial, you were burnt. Raise your hand. See, you thought you were the only one that went through that, weren't you? Sometime that leaves you in a state that even though God got what he wanted, there wasn't much left. Amen. Now what God's going to do is build you up. He's not going to lead you from furnace to furnace. You get in that mindset where all you're going to go is affliction to affliction to affliction. You get that death complex. You get that prophet on a mountain complex. The martyr complex. Where all I'm going to do is go from crucifixion to crucifixion. Listen, if all you're doing is going from crucifixion to crucifixion, you're going to be of all men most miserable. You got to have resurrection. There has to be resurrection alongside of the crucifixion. He goes, I'm crucified with Christ. He didn't say, and I stay there miserable. He goes, nevertheless I live. And we all live, and all you get crucified all the time. You're going to walk around a very miserable person. You're going to make everybody else around you miserable. You got to graduate. You got to come out. And God has a key ingredient to get you out of not only your trial, but to build you up. For God to fulfill His will and to fulfill His calling, He's going to have to build you up. He's going to rebuild. Sometimes He tears down certain things in your soul. He's going to rebuild your emotional faculties. He's going to rebuild the seat of your affections. He's going to rebuild your thoughts and the patterns and the systems of thoughts that govern your life. He's going to rebuild the strength in your body. He's going to rebuild the strength in your spirit. He says, being renewed day by day. God is going to rebuild you. He might tear down, but He's going to rebuild. And that's what I want to talk to you about. The power of dunamis power to rebuild. The Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me. Those of you who've been around a while know what dunamis is. Dunamis is the Greek word for power. Behold, I give you power. Dunamis. It's where how we get the, that's the Greek word dunamis. It's where we get dynamite from. Say dynamite! It's power. It's raw. But it's not all just raw power. It's strength too. There's a renewing process of dunamis power. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me just right out of the blue. He goes, it's time now for a season of rebuilding. The building up of your most holy faith. And he goes, it's not just for you, it's for the congregation. I'm going to release my dunamis power corporately. Sometimes we just think we're getting spotted all over the place. Dunamis power, what I'm finding, I'm waiting on it every day. It comes in to the prayer closet and it starts this renewing process and it just starts filling the mind, the heart, the emotional faculties because I'm rebuilding all things. I want to build you up so you can carry my glory. He goes, you're going to carry my glory under my strength. But it's not your strength, it's my strength. See, there's a difference between your strength and just going out and getting it done. There's a difference between that and being broken in the place of the dragons and being rebuilt in the strength of God. Having your mind rebuilt, having your emotions rebuilt, having your intellect rebuilt, having your body and the strength in your body. You know Lester Sumrall? How many of you know who he is? Raise your hand. Lester Sumrall only required 3 hours of sleep when he entered into his apostolic office. Say 3 hours. He had a special operation of dunamis power upon his body that only required his body to sleep for 3 hours a day. And he would outrun this guy, 70s and 80s, was outrunning men in his 30s, in their 20s. He'd wear them out. None of them could keep up with him. Just a machine. He'd write a book a week sometime. I mean, what else are you going to do with your time sitting up all night? That's the operation of dunamis power. How many of you had your spirit stirred up and you can't sleep? Like last night, I think I went to bed at 5 this morning. My spirit was so stirred this morning. I'm like, Lord, you do need to let me go to bed so I can preach. Stirred. Stirring. But also he comes in with this atmosphere of renewal. He said, this is part of dunamis power as well. I want to renew your mind and your heart. I want to build your strength up. I want to build an immunity in your soul, an immunity in your body, an immunity in your spirit. You know, there's an immunity that you can have in the spirit with your body that when the enemy comes, he cannot penetrate the immunity. There's immunity in your soul when he comes. With all the warfare that he exerts, that's one of the hardest battles to win is the battle of the soul when he exerts warfare against your soul. And I'm not talking about just persecution and affliction. I'm all kind of warfare. When someone comes to offend, when someone comes to try to bruise your soul, when someone comes to betray, all those are warfares against your soul. Backbiting warfare against your soul. How many of you have been through that? Pressures against your soul, cares of this life against your soul. He wants to build that up. He goes, listen to what he says here. He says, verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Say strength to strength. Strength to strength. Not valley to valley. Get out of the valley complex. Get in to the strength complex. Amen. Say strength to strength. You can say it like this. Glory to glory. We have access to an inheritance, a prime inheritance called dunamis power. We go from strength to strength. Notice it says, every one of them, every one of us appeareth before God in Zion. We're going to appear before God. We're going to appear into his glory. We're going to appear into his power. How do you know? Because our compass won't let us do anything else. Our compass won't let us go anywhere else. Our compass won't let us see anything else. I feel sorry for people. I look at people on the way to church in the morning. They're out playing tennis. Some of them are walking their dog. I'm like, they ain't going to church. They don't know God. Backdoor neighbors partying till 2 o'clock in the morning. They don't know God. They don't live for anything. They live from one paycheck to the next. They have nothing they live for. You have any idea how fast 10 years goes? We're already in August this year. The years burn by. The older you get, they seem the faster they go. Is that true? I'm not that old yet. But they are going by fast. Till the bam, your life's but a vapor. It's done. You're going to stand before God. And your entire life is going to pass before you and you stand before him. And your order for eternity is going to be set by what you did. Not how much works you did, but how far and how wide and how deep did you allow Christ? Because the deeper he lives in you, the more is going to get done in the earth. Amen. How far did I go? Paul said, I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness. I forget those things that lie behind. I press on to the mark. That's the compass we want to set. It's our responsibility. My chief responsibility is to set a compass in you, to live a life that's worthy of God, to live a life when you wake up and you're 70, 80, and it's time to meet the Lord, you're going to be ready to meet him. Not just to make it to glory, but you're going to come in there with full reward. Amen. To hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He has a plan for not only me, but this body. He has a plan and he's going to do some extraordinary things with this body. He's going to do extraordinary things with this little church with a taco stand in front of it. And a Muslim church that's on its way out. This is our center. Amen. We were here first. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They go from strength to strength. That's what dunamis power does. It lifts you from strength to strength. Bible says, God has not given you in Timothy a spirit of fear, intimidation. Now, that's not just fear, intimidation coming over you. That's a lifestyle of being intimidated by situations and circumstances, living timid. Living weak. God's not given us this kind of spirit that he's going to leave us in this lifestyle of timidity and fear and bowing down all the time. What did he say? He goes, I give you a spirit of power. Oh, Lord, let that power show up today. I so want to impart that power today. I'm waiting on it. I'll make you a deal. As soon as it shows up, I'll stop preaching. Because he told me, he goes, I'm going to activate the operation of dunamis power into this body. It's an operation like any other operation. Anybody been through an operation of testing and trials? That was an operation. But there's also an operation of dunamis power. I don't want to go from one trial to another all my life. I want to go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. I do realize that I'll have to pass through some things if I'm going to walk out his best. I do realize that I might have to go through some fire. And I realize I might have to go through a furnace of affliction. But I'm going through it. I'm not camping there. I want to go from strength to strength. That's the part of soon at the highways of Zion in him. I'm looking for another realm. I'm looking for another place. I'm not camping in this fire. I'm not camping in this affliction. I'm not camping here. I don't care what's been done to us. If you want a sob story, I could sit you down and tell you a few things. Some serious stuff that we've had to go through. But everybody has. If you carry the glory, you're marked. You'll go through some things. But if you have the highway of Zion in you, it's a light affliction. It's working a far more enduring way to glory. I am not staying here. See, how you graduate from a trial is what's inside you. What compass? If your compass is, oh, woe is me. You know, this is going, woe is me. Doom, despair, agony on me. Deep, dark, depression, excessive misery. If all I'm going to do is do that all the days of my life, I'm never going to graduate. But if I set a compass in me, I see something greater than where I am at now. I see something more. I set my heart there. I set my faith there. I set it upon Zion. They go from strength to strength. God has given them the spirit of power, dunamis, love, and a sound mind. Does that sound like a weak, pitiful Christian to you? Power. Say power. Love. Sound mind. Somebody's got their mind always messed up. You have soundness. Dunamis power creates soundness. Dunamis power creates an atmosphere for graduation, an atmosphere for exaltation. God is not going to graduate somebody that's in self-pity all their life. That's not how you graduate. If you're walking around weak all the time, you're not going to graduate. If your circumstances is filling your mouth and you're walking around complaining and murmuring, you're not going to graduate. That's not an atmosphere for graduation. That's not how you graduate. You've got to get into the atmosphere of God. We have to move into strength to strength. I graduate by strength to strength. I graduate from glory to glory. I graduate by coming out of where I am. I may have to go through things. I may have to embrace a few things. But I'm coming out. We are coming out. This is not our inheritance. This is just our journey right now. I may be in the wilderness, but I am not going to take the 40-year route. I'm going to get up in there and say, we are well able. And say, I'm well able. You got to have a compass like that. If you don't have a compass, if you don't have a compass inside of you like that, you'll get lost in the wilderness. You'll get where you're just wondering. You get that wandering spirit where I just wandering spirit, wondering. That's all you do is wonder. Wandering spirit, just wandering around. God's not given us a spirit of fear. Intimidation with power, with love, a sound mind. Hallelujah. Open us to the operation of dunamis power. Open our spirit to the operation of dunamis power. Activate thy dunamis power within us. Activate. You've given us power. You've given us power. You've given us power. Say power. Love. Sound mind. That's my compass. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. Strength to strength. Strength to strength. Father, release that right now upon this place. Release the operation. Release the activation of dunamis power. Father, break the chains that have bound us out of the furnace of affliction, out of the valley of weeping. Let the dunamis power fill the room. Let the dunamis power and the strength of Almighty God fill the room. Let it fill the room. Let your strength fill the room. The Spirit of the Lord says, you'll have to learn to live in my strength. You live in my strength. You don't live in the circumstance provided to you by the enemy. You don't live in the fear and intimidation. You don't live in the weakness. You graduate. You live in my strength. You rise upon the wings of an eagle. You rise upon the wings of an eagle. Rise upon the wings. Listen to this scripture out of Isaiah. Boy, I can feel that dunamis in here now. Listen, there are different movements in the body of Christ, but I'm telling you, God is going to strengthen his people. He's going to raise us up to carry what we're called to carry as a body. He's going to have to strengthen us. He's going to bring us out of the bed of affliction. He's going to strengthen and build us up. Building yourself up. Building you up. It's dunamis power that builds you. It's dunamis power that builds you. It's dunamis power that causes you to want to get out of bed in the morning. It's dunamis power that causes you to walk in the high places of the earth. You can't have a weak and timid spirit and get things done for God. That weakness must be purged. We have to have a new spirit of dunamis. It's not being strong in your own soul either. That's nothing more than pride. That will not make it through the strong man. But a yieldedness, a surrender, even brokenness. See, he takes the old man out, but then the new man has to be instituted as well. It's the infusion of dunamis. It's the infusion of fill that dunamis, the dunamis power. We go from strength to strength. Lift us all up into the glory as an eagle stirreth up her nest and fluttereth over her young. So she beareth them upon her wings. You lift us up. You lift us up into the high places. O Jah that rides upon the heavens, you lift us up. All our pastures are in the high places. You lift us up into the glory. You lift us up where the atmosphere is clear. There's an atmosphere that dunamis will lift you out of the circumstance of weakness. It'll lift you up into the glory where the atmosphere is full and clear. He pours you honey from the rock, pours you oil out of the flinty rock. It makes you fullness, full of his fullness. We're all receiving of his fullness, fullness. We're all receiving of the fullness. Lift us up. Dunamis is a place. Dunamis is a reception, daily reception, because your spirit is renewed day by day. Day by day, a renewing. It's being approaching God, receiving of the dunamis, receiving of the power, receiving of the fullness, receiving of the renewal. Renew my strength as the eagle. Listen to this scripture out of Isaiah. There's going to be an activation of dunamis power in this body. We're going to start receiving it on a daily basis, at home, in church, receiving dunamis, building us up. Listen, for God to release an inheritance, he builds us up. He builds us up. He builds us up into his strength. He sends the rod of strength out of Zion. He said, I'll send the rod of strength out of Zion. Listen to this out of Isaiah. Hast thou not known, Isaiah 40? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not. He's neither is he weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, they increaseth strength. Listen, if you've been through some things, you felt like you were going to faint. You've been through a trial and you felt like you had no strength. Sometimes we think we have to just sit there and just live that out like that. Just live broken. Well, I've been broken. I got to stay broken, you know. You can't live there. You're not designed to stay there. You're designed to pass through that. Yes, you may have been broken because some things may have needed to be broken. There might have been some things that need to be cut off. I know that every one of us think we're that much perfect. We don't need things cut off. But I assure you, every one of us needs some things cut off. And when things get cut off, it doesn't feel good. You're left in a timid state. Sometimes you're left in a weak state, but you're not designed to stay there. You're designed to rise upon the wings of an eagle. It gives power to the faint. We have to tap in to the power. We have to tap in to dunamis. We have to set our faith for dunamis. It's easy to set your faith for a trial. That's going to come almost automatic. Sometimes we get that thing, we're just going to live here. Well, one day he's going to come. We got to set our faith for something that's going to draw us out. I need to be drawn out. I need to come out of the affliction. I need to come out of the trial. I need to move from glory to glory. I need to ride upon the high places. You know when you're in the high places, the air is very pure. It's very powerful. It's very clean. The atmosphere gets clean. All that haziness, all that cloudiness, that muggy thing going on, that heaviness, all that departs. The hills will depart. The mountains part and the hills be removed. Amen. It gives power to the faint. Power. See, if you're in the spirit right now, you can tap into it right now because it's all up in this place. He gives power to the faint. Oh, to him that hath no might. You have no might. He increases strength. He does not increase strength to a person who whines and moans all day long. He does not increase strength to a person who lives in self-pity and negativity. He does not increase a person's strength like that. They'll stay in the valley. They'll stay in the valley of weeping. Until they shed that spirit. You got to shed the spirit of intimidation. You got to shed the spirit of fear. You got to shed the murmuring and the complaining and the self-pity. You got to shed it off. You have to take it off. Put off the old man. You shed that. So you can put on the new man. We have to put on dunamis power. Be strong in the Lord. The power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord, not in yourself. You cannot fight that battle on yourself. That's part of what your valley of affliction is for. To get rid of self that thinks it can stand. Having done all to stand, you're only going to stand in his might. And the battles of the days to come, the Lord said, you must get my people ready for what's coming upon this nation. People have no idea what's about to happen. They're all living at ease like it's always going to be that way. There are forces that are at work right now against this nation. And the people of God are going to be ready for what's coming. Because you're going to be the solution. We're going to have to be built up into that place. You're not going to suddenly arrive when all the things in hell itself comes out against you. You have to be ready and built up for that. God is preparing us for what's coming. God is preparing an apostolic priesthood. He's preparing a government. He's preparing Josephs. He's preparing Daniels. He's preparing apostles. He's preparing apostles. But he's not leaving us in the valley of weeping. You're no good in the valley of weeping if you're going to stay there the rest of your life. If you have a valley of weeping complex and you'll stay there all your life, you're not going to have very many friends. There's nobody going to be wanting to hang out with you. Except people of like kind. Kind of people you attract are the poor, me, woe is me kind of people. You all have one big party together. Strong people like to walk with strong people. Amen. But if you are in a state of weakness, we're here to lift your hands. We're here to hold your hands and say, listen, let's tap into dunamis. Let's come out of the bed of affliction. Let's come out of the valley of weeping. Amen. Let's start moving into dunamis power. There's no searching his understanding. He gives power to the faint. Them who have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Notice the three operations. Mount up on wings. For those who can fly will fly. Those who can run will run. Those who can walk will walk. You can walk, run, or fly. And I'm going to fly. I'm going to be on the wings of an eagle. Oh, Jah that rides upon the heavens. Oh, Jah that rides. Oh, my pastures in the high places. I'm riding with you. Oh, my pastures in the high places. You sit in the heavens. Oh, Jah, lift us up to ride in the high places. If you're going to ride in the high places, if you're going to ride in the high places, then you need, if you're going to ride in the high place, you're going to have to be trained for that. Amen. You'll be trained to walk in the high places of the earth. Oh, Holy Spirit, let the dunamis power. I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Oh, I love this verse. It should be your prayer every day. Kenneth Hagin began to pray this prayer before God really launched him. He started fasting, and he prayed these Ephesian prayers and these Colossian prayers every single day. And this is one he prayed, and the Holy Spirit directly led him to pray these prayers. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus, whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, according to the riches of the glory that are in Christ Jesus, according to the riches of the glory that Christ inherited on your behalf. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Behold, I give you power. It's an inheritance to operate in. We always think of power as ministry. We need power in our soul. We need it in our body. We need it in our mind, our hearts, our affections. We need our spirit. We need an operation of dunamis continually. Amen. He said, you grant me according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. That word might is dunamis. Dynamite. To be strengthened with dunamis power. Listen to this. By his spirit into your inner man. See, the Holy Spirit draws that dunamis out of the riches of Christ. And he draws that out. And he brings that dunamis power down out of the right hand of God. And he releases and he sheds it abroad into your spirit. He releases that dunamis. He releases it into our heart. He releases it into our minds. He releases that dunamis power. The Holy Spirit is the administrator of that dunamis power. It's coming out of the riches of his glory. See, it's coming out of the riches of his glory. It's an inheritance we all have access to. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, if you do not begin to apprehend my dunamis power, he said, you will continue to stay in the trial that you're in. He goes, my dunamis power will graduate you. It'll build your spirit. It'll build your body. It'll build your mind. It'll build your heart. It'll build your emotional faculties. It'll build you up to the place where you're ready for the next level. You got to be ready for the next level. If the present devils that you're dealing with, if they are overcoming you, how are you ever going to graduate to another level? We have to be built up. He said, not only you, he goes, this body must be built up to receive the inheritance. He goes, it's time to move from strength to strength. Say strength to strength, strength to strength.